Conniption in court, gasps as Breitbart expose on Trump. New York judge's clerk takes center stage. By Nick Gilbertson on November 3, 2023. Former President Donald Trump's counsel, Christopher Keis, suggested in court Friday that the legal team may consider pursuing a mistrial in the civil suit brought by the state of New York in light of a report from Breitbart News. At the center of the argument is Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle's report that New York County Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron's top clerk, Allison Greenfield, appears to have violated judicial rules preventing officers of the court from making excessive political donations. There's a news story out today about particular political contributions made by your court staff. It raises questions of impartiality, Keis said, according to Law 360 Stuart Bishop. He added the defense will have to give serious consideration to seeking a mistrial. According to Pix 11 reporter Henry Rose of Engoron, who placed a gag order on Trump regarding Greenfield and has fined him twice for gag order violations, became frustrated. I'll let everyone in the room think what they will about Breitbart, he added. There were audible scoffs in the courtroom when it was revealed the defense was referencing a Breitbart News report, according to Politico legal reporter Erica Orden. As Boyle reported, it seems Engoron was advised of the violations laid out in a complaint filed to his court from a third party. It appears Engoron was advised of Greenfield's violations in a 72-page complaint addressed to his court via email that was also filed with the New York State Bar Association the same day he decided to issue a gag order against former President Donald Trump in his case currently playing out in Engoron's Manhattan courtroom. Engoron said Friday, "It's not information, it's an allegation." According to Rozoff, "This idea someone has notified me, absolutely untrue," he added. Boyle pointed out that in 2022 alone, Greenfield gave thousands of dollars in political donations that apparently exceeded a $500 threshold for court officials in aggregate donations for a calendar year. The donations, which can be found in New York's elections database, total several thousand dollars. She gave $200 to the Four Freedoms Democratic Club in New York on May 2, 2022. She gave $175 to the Chelsea Reform Democratic Club in New York on April 5, 2022, and gave that group another $210 on July 25, 2022. She gave $350 to the Westside Democrats Incorporated in New York on June 15, 2022. She gave $50 more to New Yorkers for Alex Spores on September 8, 2022. On October 26, 2022, she gave another $50 to the Four Freedoms Democratic Club. On September 12, 2022, Greenfield gave $100 to the Grand Street Democrats. On December 2, 2022, Greenfield gave another $100 to Hell's Kitchen Democrats. On November 10, 2022, and on November 21, 2022, Greenfield gave $250 each time to Downtown Independent Democrats. On September 6, 2022, she gave $250 to Village Independent Democrats. On December 27, 2022, Greenfield gave $500 to the Jim Owls Liberal Democratic Club. She gave that group another $500 spread over two $250 donations back on June 1, 2022, as well. On March 3, 2022, she gave $50 to Civen for New York. On March 10, 2022, Greenfield gave another $100 to Civen for New York. On May 15, 2022, she gave another $125 to Civen for New York. She gave $25 to the New York County Democratic Committee on February 13, 2022. She gave the New York County Democratic Committee another $50 on July 17, 2022. Trump allies slammed Engoron and Greenfield after the report came to light. It's a disgrace. And many members of the family are under a gag order, so they can't even defend themselves, wrote Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O. What these corrupt Democrats are trying to do to the Trump family in New York is something straight out of a third-world banana republic, Republican Ohio Senate candidate Bernie Moreno wrote in a post on X. Republican Arizona congressional candidate and former prosecutor Abe Hamada chimed in as well, writing, "Their bias is blatant and their derangement will destroy the rule of law."